From the sublime to the ridiculous, it's Bronco Babble, the last of the year. Well, the last for several months, huh, Briscoe?
That's right. It could be the first of this year.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And joining us by phone, she's phoning it in again, Briscoe. What's up with that, Jane?
Oh, my car is, I'm stuck up here in the middle of nowhere. My car is in the shop. And I didn't have a way down.
Don't you know Uber Briscoe's phone number?
No. I didn't want to call you.
I am.
I didn't want to call you. I thought you were at work and she's I didn't want to bug you.
She's a rugged individual.
You
she's a Western girl.
Independent. You independent woman.
But I'm with you guys.
Thanks
Hi.
For calling. Hey.
Do you know what I just heard?
Uh-oh. Gossip. We love it.
It's gossip. But I just saw it online.
Oh.
Now, it's about Vance Joseph.
He's gay.
You know that he faced sexual assault charges. Did you know this? 15 years ago? He faced sexual assault charges.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
I didn't either till just now when I was looking online 15 years ago. And, you know, Cincinnati is thinking of hiring him as their coach.
Oh, so that torpedoes that right there.
News to
yeah.
me.
That is
and that
not
didn't come
happen.
Up when the Broncos hired
I
him.
I
Well,
strange.
That was before me, too.
Yes. Not that much before.
No, but
right.
still, it was
yeah.
by about a year.
They were still in Whoa. Hollywood dragging those guys down.
Huh. Wow.
Isn't that wild?
That
so
crazy.
I guess the next coach will be put under a microscope.
Definitely.
And then some.
Yeah.
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 But so, I'm sure the Broncos didn't know that when they hired him.
Well, let's hope so.
I know.
I hope they didn't know about it. Yikes.
Hey,
how about
well,
that?
Babblist, I say it's behind us. I am so fired up for the 2019 season for the Denver Broncos.
Because VJ was fired?
Well, there's just so many things. He was part of that whole process and formula, but I will say that John Elway's saying the right things, saying you got to look at the guy in the mirror. Joe Ellis is saying the right things. We got to do better. We just have to do better. And even the players are very positive about the change. They weren't going to throw Vance under the bus. They generally like him. As did everybody.
Wait, the players were positive about Vance leaving or?
No, about Vance. Him as a person, him as a guy, but they are positive now about the change and what is ahead. They're rejuvenated, I would say, from all the quotes I've read.
Well, the football guys say that the Denver Broncos coaching position is about the fourth most appealing of the ones
fourth.
That are open.
Didn't
really?
Read that.
Yeah, well, partly because John Elway casts a big shadow. Who, you know, it's like you have to be, if you're going to coach the Denver Broncos, you got this big guy behind you always looking over your shoulder.
It is the legend. That's tough to play in front of that. That's for sure.
Plus,
yeah, that makes sense.
Plus the other
Gary
thing,
Kubiak.
The other thing that the football people are talking about is that since the ownership situation is a little bit muddled,
still,
you know, it's like, why would somebody want to enter that?
And they're trying to downplay it. John said, I'm confident we're going to get that worked out. Kubiak's, although they don't know in what role or capacity, he said, Gary's going to be around.
Yeah.
Gary will still be part of this operation. I think that's part of the sell for a new head coach, too.
Yeah.
I think they want Gary, I heard or read that they want Kubiak to maybe be the offensive coordinator.
I'd be surprised.
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in the Denver Post.
Was it? I read it online.
Yeah.
I
don't think his wife would let him.
Should we call her and ask?
Yeah, call her and twist his arm.
Twist
her arm, Jane. Go ahead and do that.
I think what the players quote, my favorite quote was from Chris Harris Jr. And Emmanuel Sanders in different ways, but they were saying, after the Super Bowl, they thought the organization went stagnant and that they hope that they've gotten the message that the organization needs to, in order to continue to thrive, they have to be proactive and evolve in today's NFL and what that means. They didn't think they've done that since they won it with Peyton Manning at quarterback. And it just kind of went flat after that, and I think they're kind of right.
Well, you know, one of the candidates I read about for the coaching job is the Rams quarterback coach, Zach Taylor.
Oh.
And I want him to be our coach. He is so good looking.
Because that should be at the top
of
our list.
That's the number one qualification.
Right. Yeah. Got to check that box.
Yeah, and he's young, 35 years old.
Who wouldn't want him as your head coach?
Yeah, exactly.
I heard Emmanuel Sanders say, he sure is cute.
Who? Emmanuel Sanders said, who sure is cute?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're cute.
You see, Jade's gullible.
Oh,
she's,
wow.
She's the only person in the world more gullible than me.
Right. I've been known to step into that world.
Well, I don't know. I'm not that impressed with the coaching choices that are out there, other than Mike, what's his name?
Well, I think
I haven't seen him mentioned in any of these discussions in the newspaper.
I've seen him once, but I also like John Harbaugh from the Ravens.
Yeah, but they're going to have to trade to get him.
Is he on the list?
He's
on
out there.
List?
No,
he's not out there yet.
No,
they're going to have to trade for him. That's right. They haven't fired him.
Yeah, they have not fired John Harbaugh. Oh. Are you kidding? He'd be great. He'd be the greatest coach.
Right.
And but they would have to trade at least a first-round draft choice for him.
Well, do you consider the price tag? Mike McCarthy's going to come with the highest price tag of any coach they go out and try to get.
But not a draft choice.
Not a draft
doesn't
choice.
Doesn't Harbaugh have an attitude problem?
No, that's his brother.
Oh, okay.
That's Jim. He's up at Michigan.
Jim's okay. Got the attitude.
He's
problem.
Got the attitude. Yeah. I knew one Harbaugh had.
Jim
it.
Was okay. The one that brought along Colin Kaepernick out on the 49ers.
There's our next quarterback.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How many times do I have to say it?
You like Colin Kaepernick?
I do.
I
think
do.
He's better than Case Keenum.
I like
him
better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I've always liked him. Ask Sarah.
You know, Elway will never admit he's wrong.
I don't know how he gets that all that hair underneath his helmet. Kaepernick does.
Doesn't seem to be a problem for too many.
No.
It just goes poof, but it goes poof like you wouldn't believe.
Well, Philip Lindsay gets all his.
Well, yeah, him too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you take the helmet off and the head goes poof.
They look like oil pipe cleaners, you know, that have 6 foot diameter.
We're talking about everything except the game, and I'm glad.
The
because
game. Oh,
which, I'm ready
we
to
don't
look forward to
the Chargers game.
If
you'd like to join in, dear listener, call us at 963-2976 if you have a comment about the Chargers or the Broncos or Vance Joseph or that good-looking quarterback coach.
Or any of the other coaches that you think might work well with the Broncos.
Right.
Yeah, 963-2976.
So, you know, last Sunday at 1:30, I went down for a nap thinking, okay, I'll wake up at 2:30. And I'll catch most of the game. So I woke up and it was 4:30.
Oh no!
And it was like the third quarter was almost done. So
time they pulled Phillip Rivers after they knew they weren't going to improve themselves in the playoff. Kansas City had already won.
Yeah.
And I predicted a score of 38-3, and I believe that they let Phillip Rivers play the rest of the game, it would have got pretty close.
Yeah, you're right. So you know who won?
Who did?
Who?
Oh, look
you.
At him go.
You.
It was me.
Well, that's awesome.
Luke.
Yeah.
You might be in the lead. You might be.
No, that's the second time. So I'm tied with all. I'm tied with Sarah and Lisa and you.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait,
so we all tied?
Yeah, how many
we're
did
Briscoe all tied?
Get? Wait, zero. That's right.
Briscoe, how many did you win?
A goose egg.
We'll make you wear a hair shirt that says
right.
The number will be zero.
Loser.
I'll give you a Broncos jersey.
There
with
we
the
go.
Number zero.
Make it double zero. That would be even better. Well, I'm excited about the free agency market. I think the Broncos have to. The pressure's on them, and they are very motivated to
what do you think
make something happen.
What do you think they'll do about the quarterback? You think they'll keep Keenum?
Oh, at least for one more year. Yeah.
They don't have much choice.
No. He's too expensive to jettison, and
no
one wants him for that price tag. And so they're not, you know what? Fine. Let's go with him.
But
let's
you know what?
Yeah.
If they draft a QB which I don't think they will because there aren't that many good ones in this year's draft. But if they draft a QB, they should give the job to that QB from the get-go.
And let Case sit.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm all for that.
That's what I think.
Yeah. You made a bad investment. You made a risky investment. Didn't turn out for you. Let's win ball games. And that's their agenda, man. They got to win ball games.
Yeah. I mean, you know, look what the Browns are doing with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I wish we had Baker Mayfield.
Well, it ain't going to happen now. The poor sap is stuck in Cleveland for the rest of his life.
Oh.
963-2976. Call us. Bronco Babble. You okay there, Jane?
Huh?
You okay there?
Excuse me, I'm just coughing. But I think maybe we should, after the draft and after we decide on who our new head coach is going to be, maybe we should have a Bronco Babble, like, right before the preseason.
Oh, okay.
And get everybody excited.
Okay.
Again.
Okay. Yeah, for that. Hey, mark on your calendars. The big day is March 13th of this year.
What happens then?
That's the start of the NFL year. That is when you can sign and deal and do everything with free agents, basically. You can re-sign your own guys right now. And you can also sign, Luke and I were looking up, the Broncos have 28 free agents.
And 15 of them are unrestricted free agents. So let's do this. This might be fun. Let me go one by one through the list, and you, Briscoe, and Jane can say keep or let go.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
All right.
Jared Valdir.
Keep.
Why?
I think he's been serviceable, and he's been good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, he won't be injured anymore.
Right.
Domantas Peko.
Don't know him.
Keep.
He's the big guy.
He's the big guy with the long hair.
Yeah, keep him. He's great for the locker room.
Yes,
keep him. Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Bradley Roby.
Keep.
Keep. Definitely.
Really?
He's coming. Yeah, he's coming into his
I think he is too. He's gotten
I think that Elway might let him blow in the wind a little while and let the market on him come down a little because I don't think the market's going to be there for him. Because he was like meh this year. He wasn't.
No, he was better this year.
He came up, didn't he?
You think?
He did.
Yeah. He didn't start at the beginning of the year, I don't think. Did he start?
I thought he started from the beginning because Aqib was gone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
But he's been better this. He's coming along.
I still say keep. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Tremaine Brock, cornerback.
Who?
Tremaine Brock. You got to shoot a hostage. Let him go.
Let him go. I don't even know who he is.
Get everybody's attention.
Well, but if you do that, then you're taking away one of their cornerbacks because he was the other starter opposite Chris.
You know what I've noticed in the college bowl games? There are some amazing defensive backs with size and speed.
Oh,
And I think there's
draft a cornerback.
Let
him go.
The Broncos have been really good.
That's a great strategy. We've got two great pass rushers.
Yep.
Let's draft a cornerback.
Don't let the defense go. You got to keep building that. Yeah. Keep evolving. Make sure that defense hits the top again.
Good point.
All right. So I say.
All right. Shaquille Barrett.
Keep.
Keep.
He didn't do much this year.
Did he get hurt? Was he hurt at all?
No.
Well, Shane Ray was the one hurt.
Right.
Shaquille didn't do that great.
You changed my mind, Luke. Punt. Shaquille Barrett. Punt.
Puff the guy, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Matt Paradis.
Got to keep him.
You got to keep him.
Yes.
Even if he's expensive?
He will be expensive, but he'll be healthy. And, you know, we have eight tackles and no guards, and we've got to get him back. He's going to hold that thing
together.
He's
good. Yeah.
Huh. Shane Ray.
He can go.
I think he can probably go.
Yep.
What do you think?
It's kind of the way it looks. I hate to because for a while, like he was, you know, with Brandon Marshall and with Vaughn as the linebackers, that was like an all-star linebacker core for a while there.
Yeah, oh, for
sure. Shaquille Barrett and Shane Ray, Vaughn Miller, plus the other guy.
Chubb. Yep, Bradley Chubb.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess you let him go.
Yeah, well, you got to consider what your negotiating position. If you can get someone of value, right, that you're, however you have them valued, maybe you have to give up someone of value in order to get someone of more value to you. And
It could be good to negotiate.
You can't just get rid of guys you think aren't good anymore. You have to get rid of high-value players, too.
Briscoe?
Yes.
I think you should be one of the Broncos negotiators because you know all this stuff.
Ooh, I should step in.
You know how to wheel and deal.
You know, hang on, John Elway's calling, and I got to take this call. I'll be right back.
Well, you know, he's not an unrestricted free agent, but they're probably going to let Brandon Marshall go because he's too expensive.
I would agree.
And, you know, he was hurt, and he had a subpar year.
And it's time.
Why?
And
for the reasons you just gave me that maybe he is, you know, they try to get these guys going up like this, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe they can see the top of the hill and down he goes. So we'll see.
And the other thing about Brandon Marshall is I loved our other Brandon Marshall.
You did?
The wide receiver. Yeah. Did he go to Miami?
He went to the Bears.
Well,
he went to the Bears
for a little while. Yeah, then they let him go.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is now, but every time they say Brandon Marshall, I think of the old receiver, Brandon Marshall, who was so good.
Speaking of old Broncos receivers, did you hear that Demaryius Thomas ruptured his Achilles tendon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like Emmanuel did.
Yeah. Yeah. We said that on the last.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
I missed that.
I told you that on the last Bronco Battle.
You did?
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. I guess I tuned you out, Jane. Sorry.
I guess so.
What about Billy Turner, offensive line?
I don't know anything about him.
Yeah,
I don't either.
So yeah. We let him go. Huh? So
let him go. Should we?
how about Zach Kerr?
I don't know about him.
I can't remember his name.
He's a defensive tackle. Yeah. He's right in there with Derek and with Shelby Harris.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think you keep him.
I'd keep him.
Because I don't think he'd be that expensive. I could be wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an opinion.
Gino Gradkowski. Never heard of the guy.
No.
Offensive
Who is
line?
That?
He must be on the practice squad or something.
I don't know.
Can you be a free agent on the practice squad?
I suppose you could. You could be demoted, right?
Huh.
Yeah.
Jamar Taylor, wide receiver.
I say punt.
Yeah, he was a late addition, so I don't know much about him. I don't remember why he came in.
Did we just pick him up?
He came in when Emmanuel went down.
Yep.
That's what it was.
It was a fill in a hole. They can bargain with
Let him
guy.
Go.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Craig Mager. Never heard of him.
I don't know who that is.
Jeff Heirman.
Keep him.
Keep.
Why?
He played really well this year.
But he's always hurt.
But I think he's got a whole 8 months to get better. I like Jeff Heirman. And even like the other guy down there, Lacoste. I like him too.
I like Heirman.
I don't know. I think we need to draft a tight end. Let's get the next version of Shannon Sharp in there.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be great.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Keep Heirman.
Deontrez Mount.
Don't know anything
about
him.
Don't know him.
Linebacker. And then last on the unrestricted list, Max Garcia, offensive line.
I'm going to go on a Jane thing. I think he has got a great name. I think we keep him.
I agree.
Max Garcia?
Max Garcia. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is an offensive line.
That has a nice ring to it, doesn't
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sounds like
Max
what
Garcia.
He is.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, coach. Who's going to be the coach? Oh, what?
But wait, we need
Tell
to
me.
Send these into Elway, who we think are going to be, you know, we should keep and let go, so they know what to do.
Okay.
Get him on the phone. Wait, I got him on speed dial. Hang on a sec.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have you guys ever heard of future contracts?
No. What's a futures contract?
So future contract is a tool that the NFL teams use to lock up players that are on their own practice squad or the practice squad of other teams. They basically get offered the league minimum for 1 year, and it's a way they can sign them before the NFL year starts without going against the current NFL year's salary cap and all of that nonsense.
Oh, I see.
So what they generally do is they have a guy who they've been keeping on their practice squad, or they look for other practice squad team members that they've already know something about, and they can offer them a one-year deal, assures them that they will be effective March 13th. That's when they start getting paid. But it's a real interesting way, I think, to lock up players at the league minimum. Guys you think are going to have a breakout year. There's real value there. But the Broncos signed 10 future contracts, including only one that a receiver from the LA Rams practice squad, a guy named Fred Brown. And they just think that they're really betting on the come on this. They really think that these guys are going to produce for them. And they'll find out. They're going to be, they can be on a 90-man roster. They're going to compete for a spot on the, is it 52-man? Is that 46? I forget what the roster is during the regular season. Something like
52.
That. 52.
Or maybe 56.
I don't know.
Something like that.
Anyway. It's a real interesting way, and it seemed like a cheap way out for NFL teams, but it also secures guys that are on the bubble trying to make a team where they can go, all right, I don't have to go get a job at the grocery store. I can now focus on making the team in August.
Huh.
So that was pretty good. Interesting. So they got 10. Yeah.
Boy, there's a lot to consider.
Oh, man. They got their job cut out for them, right? When you look at all the possibilities matrix.
And you have to be ready for any scenario at multiple levels.
Yes.
It's sort of mind-boggling. How do they do it?
Got to have a war room of some type, right? And a board.
How much do they pay these guys?
The league minimum, which I think is $375, maybe $475.
The staffers, the personnel.
Oh, are you talking about the personnel, the players?
The players.
Oh. The league minimum, and I think is it $400,000?
It's $495 or something.
That's
like
the league minimum, right? And if you're a guy that doesn't have another career in mind, what's wrong with almost $500,000 for
exactly.
a year, right?
And yet,
right.
I'll take it. In NFL terms,
I'll sign a future contract today. Just send it over.
That's just a good example of how out of whack things are.
But we
won't go there.
Well, we get to talk about it.
So do we want to talk about the playoffs at all and leave the Broncos?
Yeah, since nobody seems to be calling.
I think who you like, really.
For the Super Bowl, what's your Super Bowl prediction?
Let me think.
My Super Bowl prediction is the L.A. Rams against, I don't know.
I got it.
Kansas City?
One of them is what I got. What do you think, Luke?
I like the Bears.
The Bears.
Oh, I like the Bears.
This is the time of year where good defenses rule, and I love
the Bears.
I think they might have the best defense right now, and I like how they seem to be playing as a team.
I think that right now all roads lead through New Orleans. You got to go into New Orleans' house to get there. And so New Orleans is coming from the NFC, and I'm with you, Jane. I think the Chiefs. Oh, Patrick Mahomes they're going to
But their defense is suspect. But, you know, I still think they're the class if Patrick Mahomes comes through.
He's the key.
If he's hot, he'll carry that team all the way.
Yep.
Yeah, he is so good.
So I'm going to say Chiefs versus Bears.
The Chiefs and Bears, boy, that'd be a popular Super Bowl
in the Midwest, wouldn't it? Good game.
Yeah, but the two coasts are gonna go. I think I'll watch Mr. Rogers.
You get New Orleans in there, nobody parties like New Orleans, apparently.
Oh
so.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, New Orleans.
You know, I'd like to see New Orleans do it.
I would too.
It's their turn, and you know, like no other team, or like not too many other teams, you know, they really have their city in the palm of their hands. New Orleans, I mean, you know, what the Saints did after Katrina and winning the Super Bowl and giving life to a pretty down, downtrodden city was pretty.
That's pretty hard, awesome. Wasn't
pretty
it?
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, nobody mentioned the Eagles. What do you got? I mean,
the Eagles. Right? Oh my God! Oh, things are right. setting up for them just like last.
Wouldn't
year.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if Nick Foles did it again? And he still gets relegated to a backup quarterback. He could be two-time Super Bowl MVP and be a backup quarterback both those years.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a QB controversy in Philly, if that happens.
He got hurt, though, the other day.
Nick Foles?
Nick Foles did, yeah.
Oh.
I think he hurt his shoulder, or his rib. Yeah, but it wasn't a bad, I think it was his rib.
You know who fell flat? You know who fell flat this year, and it's too bad because the Super Bowl could have been on their home field, and that's the Atlanta Falcons. They disappointed almost as many people as the Broncos did.
Yeah.
In the way that they just
met. Lots of disappointments. Carolina.
Oh, for sure. Right?
Oh,
big
yeah.
disappointment.
Yeah. Well, at least it kept Cam Newton's mouth shut.
Yeah, I'm not a Cam Newton fan. But you know who's coming on really, really strong is Seattle.
That's a good point.
Seahawks.
Yes, they
yeah,
are.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Really
There's
are.
Another team that's playing like a team.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are playing really well lately. So, I don't know.
Well, there's going to be a lot of assistant coaches for the Broncos looking for a job pretty soon here too. They don't really, that you know, the thing about that is the front office doesn't have to fire those guys because all they have to do is hire the new guy and say, you go fire him if you want to bring in your own guys. So really,
it's a dirty job that somebody's got to do.
Somebody's got to do it. But it's almost like a way of passing the buck for the front office. But it does give the new head coach that hire the latitude to hire his own people.
Yeah.
Well, there's always next year is what I say.
Well, that's what we have to say. We don't have any choice.
We can be just like Chicago Cubs fans before they won a World Series in 100 years or whatever.
Yeah.
There's always next year.
Well, you know, it's all doom and gloom, but it was only 3 years ago they won the Super Bowl.
Know.
You know, it's not that bad, people.
But I said it at the start.
It's
I'm really
football.
Excited. Yeah, I'm so excited about 2019. I think it's just going to be super fun.
All right.
Me too.
Well,
wait, Luke?
Yeah, we have.
Luke.
Yeah, tell me.
Do you think we should bring Briscoe back?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll sign him a contract. Maybe I'll buy him a Broncos jersey.
I haven't slept in days thinking of that. I really want to come back, and I was hoping I would be asked back.
We are both asking you back, but I have to get Luke's take on whether we should ask you back.
Absolutely.
I was gonna say yes.
So we'll be back. Let's do this. Let's come back with the first Bronco Babble right before the last preseason game.
I'm in.
Okay.
So that'll be like third or fourth week of August.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Sounds about right.
All right.
Sounds good.
Well, we have to go.
All right.
Hey, great season, you guys. This has been so much fun. Anybody who might be listening, Bronco Babble and KD&K, it's awesome that they gave me the opportunity to come on and talk with you all. So thank you so much.
You're
well,
welcome.
Thank you.
It was fun. You're good. You're hired.
You are hired. All right, guys.
Bye, Jane.
Thanks
Bye,
for
Jane.
Listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye. Briscoe, have a wonderful Happy New Year.
You will see you around the bend.
Okay.